Good morning. Welcome to day three of Morning Motivation. I am Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to be talking about self-talk and affirmations. That's right, we're going to be talking about how the thoughts you say to yourself, either quietly in your subconscious brain or out loud when nobody's around, how that can impact your life. So, some experts believe, and there's been a bunch of research on this, experts believe that people have anywhere from 50 to 90,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot of thoughts. Now, the problem with that is that most of these are negative. Most of these are things like, you can't do it, or you shouldn't do this, or you're not good enough. Now, the problem with that is your thoughts lead to your actions lead to habits, and habits create the outcomes in your life. So if your thoughts are negative, then you're not going to take the actions that you need to take in order to create the life that you want. So we're going to attack the root problem and get to your self-talk. So first thing that I'd like you to do throughout the day today is to just start to be conscious and aware of the thoughts that you think throughout the day. And notice how many of these are not serving your purpose for what you want to achieve. Then, as you become consciously aware of these thoughts, you want to replace the negative thoughts with more positive thoughts. Don't focus on the negative because you can't not think about something. If I say, don't think about a purple cow, well, what's the first thing you think of? You think about a purple cow. So don't focus on the negative. Instead, we're going to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. So this is where affirmations come in. Affirmations are powerful statements you say to yourself that can help get your subconscious mind trained on your specific goal. They can help to boost your confidence. They can help to get your thoughts behind the direction that you want to go in life. So, what are some examples of affirmations? Well, let's say if you want to become healthier and you want to lose weight, you can have affirmations like, I enjoy eating foods that are good for me. Or, I love going to the gym and working out intensely for 45 minutes every day. Or, I love the way my body feels when I'm at my healthy target weight. Things like that. Now, you want to make your affirmations custom and specific for you, and the way to do that is to do three things to any statement. One, make it positive. Don't say, I hate that I'm overweight, or don't say that I will never overeat again. You want to make it positive. Say something like, I eat healthy foods, or I enjoy the way healthy foods taste and the way I feel afterwards. So that's how you can make a positive. Then you want to make it present. You don't want to say, I am going to be at a target weight of 160 pounds within 3 months. You want to say your affirmation as if you've already achieved it. Say, I enjoy being at my healthy weight of 160 pounds. Even if you're at 200 pounds today, you will trick your subconscious mind into believing that you're at that target weight, so it will do everything it can to get you to that target weight. It's a little trick, and it's a subtle difference, but the results can make a big difference. And next, you want to make it personal, okay? So you want to make sure your affirmation is about yourself, not anybody else. So let's say if you want to have a relationship or a better relationship, don't say something like, my husband loves me or my wife is caring. Instead, say, I am in a generous and caring relationship. Make it about yourself, because you'll be amazed that once you start to say these things to yourself and about yourself, how that not only can impact your life, but the life of people around you. So your job today, first, become aware of the thoughts that you are thinking. And second, after that, start adding in some positive affirmations throughout your day, specifically related to your goal and you'll be able to increase your motivation, your resolve, and your dedication to achieving it. That's all for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Cassidy, and we'll see you next time.